Thanks for coming, everybody. Is this on? It's a real exciting day here at One Buck Place. Exciting for myself, but exciting for Lovey, our staff, and also the Glazer family. We had a roadmap for success here, and we have one. And we followed it to a T, and one of those plans that we had was to come out in free agency here being aggressive and proactive, signing the right players for this football team. We're not simply talent collectors. We're finding the right fits. It's about building a championship team. And with these four men that we have sitting here today, we feel we found those right fits. We not only are they great players on the field, but they're great people off the field, and they'll represent this community well. We felt we needed a pass rusher off the edge that is disruptive, not only in terms of sacks, but also pressures, hurries, knockdowns, PBUs, interceptions, and that person is Michael Johnson. With Alteron Werner, we found a corner Pro Bowl, proven Pro Bowl corner that led the AFC in interceptions and also tied the NFL with PBUs, but also on the tape excited Lovey and I for what he can do in this defense. Lovey has a strong place in his heart for takeaways and turnovers, and that was definitely one thing that stood out. With Clinton, he's coming off a Super Bowl championship team, one of the elite defenses in the league, and to go along with what we talked about, Michael, he provides that same pressure, active athleticism, and quickness that we covet here in Lovey's defense. And then last but not least, Brandon Myers, a tight end whose production over the last 2 years stacks up with some of the elite tight ends in the league in terms of receptions and yards. He'll be a valuable member of our offense and be a complement to the pieces that we already have in place. We're very excited once again, and without further ado, I'll let Lovey have his day.
Thanks, Jason. As Jason said, you know, we had a plan in mind to improve our football team, excited about the staff and some of the things we've been doing, but the next phase was to bring in some quality football players. And as Jason mentioned, we have that. It's about, you know, establishing our foundation a little bit more. And as you can see, and once you do your research on the players that we have right now, you'll get a chance to meet great football players. But once you get a chance to meet them, spend a little bit of time with them, you'll see we're bringing some quality guys into our community and, of course, with our football team. We're just taking steps. I mean, this is a big step we've taken, you know, with these four gentlemen here. But, of course, it's not done. We have more guys to add and just enjoyed the process. Jason and the rest of the staff have done a great job. You know, our coaching staff, everybody's been a part of this. So, of course, this isn't our day. It's our players' day. And I will turn it over to Michael.
Very thankful to be here and be a part of what they have going here with the new staff and the new regime. And I was saying earlier that you can't beat being around good people, and I believe that good things come to good people, and we got a great group of guys that's signing and coming down here. And I'm just excited to be a part of the talent that we got coming down, and also the talent that's already on the team. I'm excited to see what we can do, and I know that we're going to do great things, and I'm just ready to get after it.
Yes, that's my turn. It's just a true blessing. God just really, you know, set this all up for me, just the journey to get to this point in my career and to be able to spend the next few years here and help build a championship team is just something that's very intriguing. I think the guys that was already here to the guys that they're bringing in to everybody from Coach Smith, and it just seemed like a great fit for me to come here. And I just got a great feeling about this place, and I'm just ready to go to work and create all the turnovers that Coach Smith loves and just make a difference. I feel like I can do that here, and I feel like my teammates going to expect it from me, and I'm going to expect it from myself.
Just giving honor to God first and foremost and Jesus Christ, who I'm blessed to flow. I just want to thank the staff and the coaches for giving me the opportunity to come here and play with a great group of guys and a great group of characters. Hope to form a brotherhood here, championship team here, with the guys on the stage and the guys that are already here as well. We know it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. It's going to take a lot of focus. But I think we have the right people to do it and get the job done.
Basically what everybody else said, you know, I'm very thankful and blessed to be here. You know, this organization has brought a great group of guys in, and, you know, there's obviously the people that are already here, you know, great talent. And, you know, I'm just excited to get started and to get this thing going in the right direction and just to do whatever the coaches and my players ask or my teammates ask of me. So I'm just excited.
Obviously, you guys have signed another guy who's not here. Could you talk about Josh a little bit and how he fits? And does he immediately become your starting quarterback, or is it just a mix?
Ideally, we would, you know, like to hold off a little bit. There's plenty of time to talk about him. I have a lot to say about him. Right now, you know, if we could kind of, you know, keep it to the players here, fair enough.
Lovie, you talked about in the offseason just looking at possible openings and everything. How much had you looked at these four in terms of guys that might be free agents, guys that might be part of the team you might be coaching in 2014?
Yeah, I'm sorry, one more time?
Before you even had this job, are these guys you were aware of as potential free agents and potential additions?
Yes, they were. You know, again, when you have a year off, you have a lot of time to watch a lot of video and watch a lot of different guys. I did have a chance to, and not in detail, the way Jason was able to, but knew about them. All of these guys have a reputation, and there's a reason why not only, you know, the Buccaneers, but others wanted them. So we knew about their reputation and their play over a period of time, and then we got a chance to really finalize that. And these last couple of weeks had an opportunity to watch them more closely and do a lot of research, and just knew that they were guys that we wanted to add to our football team.
Talk about just the philosophy that you would love to have going into this free agency. These are all great football players, but they're still young guys, seem to still have an upside. Just you know, how you're going about collecting these players.
Well, yeah, the goal is always to make sure that your team is young and fresh. But we're not going to eliminate, you know, an older player, whatever that age is, if he's a good football player. We just wanted to go in improving our football team at various spots, at multiple spots. There's always every team, you could be coming off a Super Bowl and you're still going to want to improve your football team. But we went in trying to improve it as much as we could, you know, given our resources and, you know, looking at really evaluating the players that we had on the roster in full detail.
Michael, you had the opportunity to play with Geno Atkins at Pro Bowl III technique in Cincinnati. Now you play with another Pro Bowl III technique here in Gerald McCoy. How much are you looking forward to that? And was that a selling point in coming here to be part of that defensive line?
Definitely. Very excited to play with Gerald. I got a text from him yesterday and talked to him and talked about how excited we were to get an opportunity to play together. And you're gonna see us crashing on the quarterback a lot in the next years to come. So it's going to be exciting, and I'm stoked.
You left a Super Bowl champion to come here. What is it that drew you to Tampa after winning the Super Bowl?
I mean, I would say first and foremost, faith. You know, having faith in God and just him directing me here. You know, Coach Lovie Smith here and the staff here are just great men. And great men direct great troops. So I believe in that.
Obviously, this is an aggressive attack. You're competing with 31 other teams, but to be able to hit this free agency and grab four guys and five possibly right off the bat, how close did this stick to your game plan? And is this a signal to the fans that you guys aren't sitting back to build this slowly? This is going to be to win this year?
Well, I definitely would say that we're not trying to build anything slowly. I mean, it's not about rebuilding anything like that. We want to put a better football team on the field next year. And you, in order to do that, you can't stay pat. I mean, for us, we knew we had to improve. We're 4-12 teams, so we knew we had to look to all areas to improve. And just luckily we had flexibility to do that. And then we have players like it seemed like it was just kind of perfect fit for what we wanted to do. You know, as we build our football team, you know, we talk about building from the front back. And I'm talking about taking care of both of our lines. And luckily to get, you know, two players like Michael and Clinton to do that, and, of course, Brandon to do that. But it's just not building from the back. But once we get that right, to have a guy with ball skills like Alcheron that knows how to go and get it, just seemed like the perfect fit. But it's part of the plan, and we're still working on it.
Lovie, how much do these guys fit the scheming, especially on defense, that you plan to employ? And because there was so much made of Darrell Revis, he doesn't fit the scheme, whether it was that or money. Or is your scheme still a work in progress based on what you already have here and what you're bringing in?
And it's going to take a while for me to explain our scheme, but and to just talk about scheme. First off, in our scheme, we need good football players. Any good football player can play in our scheme. Cornerback, we talk a lot about the position. Alteron Verner can play man coverage, great zone coverage player, has great ball skills, and he'll tackle, whether we're going to be playing man, zone, whatever. And as far as what we do defensively, we want 11 football guys, 11 athletes that can run and hit on the football field. And from there, we're basically doing the same thing. It's not a big difference between a 3-4 defense and a 4-3 defense. You have seven guys up front. So it's just kind of how you maneuver those players. So scheme-wise, anybody can play in our football on our football team, in our scheme, if they have talent, and that's what we have right now. And as far as the money, yes, there's only a certain amount. And as you look at what we were able to get, you know, three very good football players almost for the price of one.
Alteron, Lovie may have a different idea, but I think most people in this audience see you as the replacement for Darrell Revis. How do you feel about replacing a player of that caliber?
I mean, Darrell is a very good guy, very good cornerback over the years, and, you know, got to spend some time with him at the Pro Bowl, actually. And, you know, I don't know if it's really just replacing. I mean, it's hard to replace a guy like that. I'm going to come in and be the best Alteron Verner I can be and be the best football player I can be for this team. And I think what they're looking for me to do, I can provide for the team. Hopefully it's going to be extra with leadership and just determination and hard work. Hopefully my teammates can get fueled by that. And so I wouldn't really say that I'm looking to replace Revis. I'm just looking to be the best football player I can and hopefully you know, my teammates respond to it.
Can you talk a little bit about being out of football last year and maybe how that changed you and, you know, changed your approach to the game?
Well, I wasn't out of football last year. I got released during the preseason, the end of the preseason, and just that short time I was released, it made me realize you only got one shot at this sport, one shot at this life, and you got to make it the best opportunity or make best on the opportunities that you have presented with you. So in that mind, you know, I got back in my college mode and got back on grind mode and, you know, do what it takes to make the necessary sacrifices to get what you want.
Brandon, you played with the Raiders 2 years ago, the Giants last year. What does Tampa bring to you? Is it the opportunity to start, do you think? Is that what made it attractive to you, or is there something else?
I think just the opportunity to be with this organization as they build their way back up. You know, Coach Smith and I, we had a good conversation about how, you know, it starts now, and you know, we're trying to get back to where everybody wants to be. And, you know, just kind of our conversation that we had and his mindset and how we're going to do that, you know, it starts day one, you know, kind of bring your lunch pail, you know, build a good foundation. And I feel like I've always kind of prided myself on that. And, you know, just that conversation just solidified, you know, my decision on coming here. And, you know, April 7th, we're getting started. We're starting that foundation. And, you know, I'm excited.
Jason, I don't know if there's any concern with bringing in a certain number of free agents. Maybe, you know, chemistry may or may not be of concern. Is there one or two common threads between any and all of the free agents that you are going to sign and already have signed these gentlemen here that you said, because of this and this and this, we know they're going to fit into the Buccaneers organization?
Well, it's pretty simple. Good football players. All right. Just like Coach Smith said, there is not a specific skill set that we're looking for a scheme. We need good football players. So we want a tough, aggressive, smart, passionate football players. We had to check the box first that they were good. And then all of those things, if those boxes were checked, these guys were our targets.
Do you view this as the free agent as a supplement to the team and still the foundation is to build through the draft? Or is this just a combination, maybe 50-50?
No, absolutely. Well, building through the draft is always going to be our core approach. Building through the draft and then protecting our own. And now that these guys are signed, these guys are our own. So those guys go into that heap too. With the limited amount of picks that we have this year, you know, we felt that we needed to go out and improve in as many ways as we can. And free agency is one of those avenues. But there's other avenues too. And like Lovie said, we're not done yet.
Was this football team a little less talented than maybe you thought when you took over? I know that when we talked back in January, you were in the process of evaluating the players. Did you find there were more holes than maybe you thought initially, or is this about what you expected?
No. Before I interviewed with Ed, Brian, Joel, and Levy, I did my research. So it's about what I thought.
Levy, talk about your plan for Clinton with Gerald McCoy. I assume hopefully he'll be the other defensive tackle, but is that a nose tackle in your scheme? Is it just two defensive tackles?
We can put different titles to it, but it will be our nose position. Gerald is our three technique. We play with an under tackle and a nose in our base defense. From there are nickel situations when you want to get two inside pass guys that can pass rush that would both line up over the guards. That's where Clinton, playing 5.5, right? Did I get that right, Clinton?
Yes, sir.
I figure you would know about those sacks. But you got an inside guy that can get pressure like that and rush it. We're just not going to play him in that position. We'll move him around a lot, do some different things with him. As we talk about athletes, getting 11 athletes on the field that can run, I mean, Clinton's a sub-5 guy, 4.86, Clinton, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 4.86 guy that can do a lot of different things.
I timed him faster than that.
So we have some flexibility with him.
Sticking with the defensive line theory, Levy, if you could kind of address Adrian Claiborne and some of those guys, I would assume Michael being the right defensive end in your scheme.
Yes.
Does that kind of put Will Golston, Daquan Bowers, Adrian Claiborne in the mix for that left defensive end spot?
Yes, we started talking to Michael's agent, and when Michael, the first couple questions out of his mouth, he said, I'm a right defensive end, right? So we say, yes, Michael, you're our right defensive end. So from there, yes, we like what Adrian, Daquan, and some of the guys can do at the left position. But Michael will spend his time there getting used to that. That's what he's done for the most part, is to be able to rush from that side. And that's where, as a general rule, that's the quarterback's blind side most of the time. You need a special guy that can rush the passer there. And Michael has done some good things, but we still feel like his best ball is ahead of him. And as we talk to our defensive line, everything we do is kind of based on being able to get pressure with four guys, and we've gotten closer to that.
Michael, talk about your season last year, 3.5 sacks after 11.5 the year before. I know you had a lot of pressures, 40-some and about 17 quarterback hits. Was it statistically still a good season, do you think, or do you think your play slipped a little, or
no,
if so, why?
I think I got better last year, even though the sack numbers were not there. Anybody that watched the film from 2012 to 2013 will see that my play trended upward, and I plan on it continuing to trend upward, and hopefully the sacks go up in the number column as well. But I was very disruptive this year, even more so than I was the year before. And, sometimes you right there and you get them. Sometimes you don't. But the name of the game, like, Coach Smith said, is one, get turnover, turn the ball over, and disrupt the quarterback, get him out of the spot, however you do that. And good things will happen. So I'm going to continue to bust my tail and give all the effort I got, and, we'll see what happens from there. But I'm excited about coming down, playing in this defense, and really being able to be aggressive and just get after it.
Clinton, I don't
don't know that there's another guy on this roster that has won a Super Bowl before, but take me through that experience and just what did you learn from it? What does it take for a team to go all the way?
The experience from the Super Bowl and winning is more so responsibility, you know, doing the right things. After we won the game and everything, we got back on the plane, and Coach Kenny Norton Jr., you know, everybody's, you know, using word champ now and things like that, and he told us it's a responsibility. And you start to feel that more and more, and it's not just one guy. It's a team effort. And with these group of guys on the stage, along with the guys that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers already have, and staff, you know, it's going to be taking. It's going to take an effort. It's going to take hard work. You know, it's going to take bring your lunch pail every day. It's going to take coaching. It's going to take criticism. It's going to take honesty. You got to be honest with yourself, and you got to be ready to go out there and work for it. You know, like me and Coach Smith talked about. You know, it was more so a reward for the hard work that we put in, and I believe if we put the hard work here, it will get the reward.
Brandon, what do you think of the talent on offense? The other receivers, Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams, obviously Doug Martin. What do you think of the talent that's around you here?
I mean, obviously there's a lot of talent. You know, looking at the offense as a whole, you know, you got guys on the outside that can stretch the field, that can make plays. You got a running back that can take it to the house anytime he touches it. A couple years ago, I experienced that. I think he had 4 touchdowns. You know, for guys like that, that are special players that can make plays, it's my job to work the middle of the field and to find the zones. And, you know, those guys are going to be doubled. You know, hopefully they'll forget about me somewhere in there and make a catch or two.
That's why we like Brandon so much. You know, you do need a tight end. And not only a tight end that can catch the football, but a tight end that can block too, you know, wide for us. And that's what we're getting in him. Had a lot of success. We're anxious to let him work the middle of the field and see what he can do.
Michael, you were obviously rewarded nicely in this process with free agency, but it seems like you were targeted early, made your decision early. How much of a factor was having that guy sitting beside you, having Lovie Smith? Was that a part of your process in deciding to sign here in Tampa?
Well, definitely. felt like early on that this was, you know, looking at all the teams that were getting in the hunt, that this was the best fit for me, you know, personnel-wise, coaching-wise, all that. And like we mentioned earlier, you know, I feel like one of the common things, not only are we good football players, but good people. And Coach Smith and his staff, they're good people. And like I said, you know, good things come to good people. When you do things the right way, day in and day out, good things just happen for you. And I'm just thankful to be a part of that. And I'm excited to see what all we do, and it's going to be a lot of great things coming this way. So, you know, just hold on to your seat.
Jason, is this bittersweet with Darrell Revis, the inevitability of him leaving the Bucs? Is there any scenario that he stays?
Bittersweet. I don't really want to classify it as that. It was a tough decision. He's a good player, very good player. We've said that from the beginning. But we've been able to add 4 or 5 very good players as well. So we're going to look in the rearview mirror now and not look in the rearview mirror and look forward. And we're excited about the future now, especially with these 4 guys sitting here and the other transaction that we did today as well.
What you want to do in the draft. Did you want to have these in place to kind of tailor the draft and the scenario that you have, obviously, just 5 draft picks?
I'd say a little bit. We want to go into the draft not being pigeonholed into taking one position. We also don't want to – we may move up, we may move down. You know, we're not sure yet. But this gives us some flexibility.